At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Charlie Adelson.
Yeah, Charlie Adelson, you know, Donna's beloved little boy who's in prison for the rest of his life for murder. Of course, he was convicted of orchestrating that murder on a FSU law professor, Dan Markell. Well, he's seeking a retrial due to a claim of unfair legal representation. His new appellate attorney, Michael Ufferman, filed a motion with the First District Court of Appeals requesting that the case be sent back to the lower court. Why? Ufferman argues that a conflict of interest is at play here. According to the motion, Ufferman claims that Adelson's former defense attorney, Dan Rochbaum, had a conflicting role due to the trial as he was simultaneously representing Charlie Adelson's mother, Donna Adelson, since 2022.
Wait a second, though. Yeah. I'm not a lawyer. I don't pretend to be one. I know you're not one, but didn't they offer the role of attorney for this case to this guy? Didn't both of was this guy assigned?
No, they're basically going back and saying, oh, it was a conflict of interest. We didn't think of that at that time.
Oh my God.
So we should get a new trial because we didn't think of that at that time. There was nobody holding a gun to anybody's head saying, this has to be your attorney.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to clarify. Who forced this on you?
So he's asking for a new trial basically on the exact same grounds that Donna's trial was postponed. Conflict
Unreal.
Of interest. Yeah. Because originally this guy was Donna's attorney before he was ever Charlie's. And then he became Charlie's attorney as well for that. And now he was going to be Donna's attorney again over here as he kind of just leapfrogged from case to case. And then at the end, because he's still representing Charlie, it's a conflict of interest to represent mom or really either of them. And they're just saying retroactively, it would have been the same thing. It was a conflict of interest for him to represent Charlie to begin with, if we're going to say that it was a conflict of interest for Donna to be represented by him. I think the state can come back or can say, well, here's the deal, though. Donna was not under any sort of charges at that moment in time, so it really isn't a conflict of interest as of that moment.
Unreal. Okay.
I hope that's what they can come back with, because you can't predict the future. You couldn't predict that Donna was going to be arrested. They only had charged Charlie. So there really wasn't a conflict of interest at that moment in time. She was not under any sort of indictment or charge or anything at that moment. It was all Charlie. And it's the family attorney, and you're using the family attorney. That's who you'd use if you're the first one that's up to bat. And there's no knowledge that anyone else is, you know, on deck. So, no, it wasn't a conflict of interest initially. It is now. But but actually, it wouldn't be any more going forward because he's Charlie's attorney now. No, he's gone now. He's not Charlie's attorney anymore. But he could have stayed Charlie's attorney because Donna had to release him.
Well, here's the moral of the story. I don't know if anybody's picked up on this, but when you have multiple murderers in a family, you start running out of referrals for attorneys. You got to go elsewhere. You know, it's not like you can just get like a Groupon.
This whole thing is the work of an attorney. This is his attorney looked at this and went, look at this little conundrum that we can bring up.
Yeah,
and
right.
And just kind of because they're desperate. They have nothing. So you got to basically look at technicalities right now, and that's what they're looking at. And they're going to try and make that argument, although it's not an apples-to-apple argument. It just isn't. Different times, different place, different situations. So, no, not exactly the same as what happened here with Donna. Now, that should have been noticed far earlier than the day of jury selection, but I think this is all a plan as part of the Adelsons. I think that the plan was to do this, and then, okay, well, that delayed this over here. There's evidence that they view it as non-appropriate and conflict of interest over there. Then they'd have to look at Charlie's and view it as conflict of interest as well. They planned this shit. That's my conjecture anyway.
Okay.
I think they planned this as a way to try and get Charlie a new trial and to get Donna's delayed. I think this was the strategy. I really do. Donna Adelson, did we do the other part? Yeah. Okay. According to the motion, Offerman claims that Adelson's former defense attorney, Dan Rauschbaum, had a conflicting role during the trial, and he was simultaneously representing Charlie Adelson's mother, Donna Adelson, since 2022. The overlapping representation began prior to Charlie's arrest. Donna Adelson is an alleged co-conspirator in the 2014 murder-for-hire plot that resulted in Markell's death. Prosecutors allege that Charlie hired hitmen to carry out the killing of his former brother-in-law amid a contentious custody dispute involving Charlie's sister, Wendy Adelson. The conflict of interest, Offerman argues, stems from Rashbaum's representation of both Charlie and Donna Adelson. Florida criminal defense attorney Don Pumphrey reacted strongly to the development, calling it a plot twist. He represented them both, Pumphrey explained. He automatically has the potential for a divided loyalty. But after Charlie Adelson is arrested and continued representation, that creates an actual conflict of interest. This alleged conflict was significant enough, according to Offerman, to warrant a retrial. He noted that Donna Adelson had initially been placed on the defense's witness list for Charlie's trial in 2023, but was later removed. Offerman contends that the removal served Donna's interests more than Charlie's, suggesting divided loyalties during the trial. There are indicators that loyalty was shown to Donald Adelson during Charlie Adelson's representation, Pumphrey said, emphasizing that Rashbaum's decision to remove Donna from the witness list could raise questions about the fairness of the defense. Offerman believes that the conflict of interest impacted Charlie Adelson's ability to receive a fair trial and has requested the Court of Appeals return jurisdiction to the lower court. If granted, the lower court judge would decide whether Charlie should be retried. However, Pumphrey predicts that a retrial could prove challenging for Charlie Adelson, saying, quote, I think the state's case only gets stronger, not weaker. So if he does get a new trial, I think the state will be prepared, Pumphrey said. Donna Adelson, who is awaiting trial for her alleged role in the murder conspiracy, is set to appear in court next. As her legal battle continues, Charlie Adelson's attempt to secure a new trial will be closely watched by all of us following this case.
What do you think family get-togethers are like the remaining family members? You know,
yeah,
do you think they have Sunday dinner together? And
I doubt it. I don't know. You got Wendy, you got Harvey, and I think there's another brother that's kind of estranged from the family.
Was it worth it? You know, was all of this worth it to them? Did they get what they were looking for and they just got busted? You know, it's just a weird thing.
I think Donna feels that she did the right thing, and she's just shocked and appalled that the system is failing her the way that it is, because she thinks that this was the right thing to do and she was just in doing it. You can just kind of tell by her demeanor. I think the kids realized how dumb they were just being minions of mom for all those years, it well into adulthood, and had a very rude wake-up call of shit. We shouldn't be this tied to her.
There's a lot of families where that shit's going on, though, yeah. where there's just one person that is so dysfunctional that everybody does what that person yeah. wants them to do.
Yeah, it's called an enmeshed family, like a narcissistic yeah. enmeshed family is what that is. And that's really what we're dealing with here. It's everybody's working for the good of the one, of the leader. And the way it reads to me, that's Donna Adelson. This is just my conjecture. But that's how I feel like it looks.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's how it feels.
I mean, I honestly question how much Charlie knew about it.
He probably had an inkling that mom was furious and working on something, but probably had no idea that she was going to take it that far.
Watching his testimony, I do feel like he was kind of taken for a ride too by mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I do wonder just how much he knew. Probably too much. You know, there was enough, my mom wants to talk to somebody. I don't know. My thought could be maybe like my mom wants to talk to somebody about this and his girlfriend knew somebody and somehow, you know, it came, that information got to Donna. On who to talk to. I don't know. I just don't know.
God.
I could see Donna thinking this is a wonderful idea. I don't. Charlie just seems too smart to ever think that this would be a great solution to the problem. Wendy seems to me like she's too smart to think like that would really be a logical solution to the problem. The only one that really strikes me as thinking that's a logical solution to the problem is Donna.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Where it's like he had that coming. If he would have just done this, you know, then this wouldn't have happened to him. That's how I think she thinks. I just don't see the kids as being like, yeah, let's go kill him.
No, I can't see them saying that. You know, they would have been looking for other ways to bring the situation around to what they wanted, but I don't think death was ever on the table. It just didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
But then mom chimed up and said, hey,
yeah.
I have a plan. Who's yeah. with me?
And because of the enmeshment of that family, I don't know if they're just like, whatever, mom, or I don't know. I mean, they could have easily said, no, I don't want to do this, but mom would probably still go ahead with it. I mean, they could have literally been shocked. They may have known, like, mom was threatening to do this. And everybody's like, no, mom, don't do that. And they thought, okay, I won't. And then all of a sudden it fucking happens. They're like, holy shit, she did it.
Yeah, you know, mom probably talked a good game, but she'd never do anything like that. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
And then she fucking did it.
Yeah.
And then she booked her tickets to Vietnam.
And then if any of the kids spoke up and said, yeah, we did know about this, they would be in trouble as well. So all they can do is just, you know, assume that mom, you know, never really, you know, she never really meant it, because that's maybe what they thought.
Yeah.
But they've never come forward and said anything of that nature because they wouldn't want to throw her under the bus either.
God.
So somehow it ends up on Charlie. I don't know. This is, I don't know. It's a fucked up family. You look at them and go, well, they're very tight. They're very close. Yeah, they're too tight. They're too close. And when you get like that, this sort of shit happens.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.